Today's daf is daf Nun Hei, and we're basically continuing with the sugya that we were in the middle of before. According to Rav Acha, we learned that there is a tikkia on every single musaf. So yesterday we worked out basically why that's not a problem with Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Shish Hayom. Today the Gemara has another question. Meisvei. You might think the same way that we do a tekiah for the mussas of Shabbos b'fnei atzmo, when there's no other korban mussaf on that Shabbos. The Rosh Chodesh b'fnei atzmo, when there's no other mussaf together with the Rosh Chodesh, you might think that kach yutokin al kol mussaf u'mussaf. And when Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos come out together, we should do the tekiah, which is exactly, of course, what Rav Acha said we should do, on both of them. Talmud Lomah Uvroshecho Chechem. What does it say here? Uvroshecho Chechem Utkatem Chatzotzot Alalotechem. So that means that Dafka wants your Tokea, not twice. In which case, there's no possible way of saving Rav Acha Shita. It says, Beferish, Tiyufta the Rabbi Acha, therefore, Tiyufta. By the way, how did I learn from that pasuk of Uvroshecho Chechem that means you only do it once? Doesn't seem to be discussing that at all. My Talmuda. What was the basis of the Lima that you're so convinced on? Omra Abaye Yomakro Uvroshecho Chechem. Note that it mentions all of the Roshecho Hashem. He uses the plural here. Together. Meaning Hukshu Kolach Hashem Kulam Zeleze. All Rosh Chodeshes are exactly the same. Which means that there should be no difference whether the Rosh Chodesh is Chal on Shabbos, or whether it's Chal B'chol. You will always have the same total number of tekiahs. So that means it couldn't be that we're going to be doubling the number of tekiahs because there's another musaf that's involved. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi gives another explanation. He says, it says, Roshei Chod Shechem. On the one hand, Chod Shechem, without the Yud, is Lashon Yachid. But Uvroshei is, after all, Lashon Rabim, Mormosh Chodesh, which is something of a hint at that contradiction. Therefore, what we're talking about is a Chodesh that has two Rashim, Roshei Chodesh. What would be a Chodesh Yesh Lo Shnei Rashim? Well, there's only one, that's Rosh Hashanah, which has the Rosh of the Shana, and is also the Rosh of the Chodesh. And nonetheless, the Torah compares it with the Lashon Yochid to just a Chodesh. Chod Shechem. To tell me Chadi, that there's only one Tekiah on both of the Musafim. Now, we're not satisfied having crushed Rav Acha. We want to do it more. The Yod Tan. Is there not also a Braisa that teaches us the various songs that were sung together with the Musafim during Chag HaSukkos? So here it says, and there is, by the way, a very fascinating machlokes about whether this specific shir was sung only for the Musafim, or is it what was sung also on the Nisuch of the Temidim. In any event, it says, B'cholosh HaMo'ed, that during B'chol HaMo'ed, doesn't talk about the Yontov, by the way, of Sukkos, Bayom HaRishon, the first day of Chol HaMoed, Mahayu Omri, what would the Levim singing? They would sing Havu LaHashem B'nei Elim, because this, after all, is the first day of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and that's the Havu LaHashem Kavod V'Oz. Furthermore, this is the Tehillah that talks about Kol HaShem Al HaMayim, and therefore it's a remez to Nisach HaMayim, and very suitable to say at the beginning now of the Nisach. Yeah, there's also the Masha adds that it has over here seven times, Kol Hashem, to tell me that there's 7 days that we're going to be celebrating this Nisach HaMayim period. B'sheni, what do we do on the second day of Chol HaMoed, Mahayu HaLevim Omrim? What did these Levim say? They read the entire Mizmor of Ula Rasha Amar Elohim, because there are here very strong words of Musar for all of those who have gathered together now in the Azorah to do the various mitzvahs. And therefore, we want to say, why should you bother coming? Because it continues on, in which Hashem says to the Rosh, Malach ala saper chukai, why are you interested in telling over the mitzvahs of the Torah and so on? If you don't care enough to do the teshuva, then all of your Aveda is purposeless, as the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Teshuva. The mitzvah, it's interesting, he compares it actually, uses the same lashon that we use by the rain on Sukkot. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu kevayachol poured out the picture back in your face. So the Rambam indeed says in Perek Shvi of Hilchos Teshuva, someone who does mitzvahs and doesn't do teshuva, so it's the mitzvahs are taken, ripped up, and thrown back in his face. Tofinotam b'fanam. Very similar to this thing. And therefore, on Sukkot Gufa, we tell the people that come, you should know that it's time to concentrate on teshuva. Furthermore, the Mizmor also mentions Zevach l'Elokim Toda v'shalem l'ayon d'darecha, and this is because Sukkot is the closing regal of the year, the third regal, which also closes the Isser of Baal Ta'ach. If you don't pay your Nedarim now, then you're already over on a lav. And therefore, we read this. There's also another very important element, which is the Vesam Derech Elenu B'Yesh Elokim, which is the closing of the Mizmor, and that is, as the Mesillas Yesharim points out, the secret in the Milchemes HaYetzer is to maintain a Shom Derech, maintain a constant sense of Cheshbon HaNefesh, to keep an accounting of your own Maisim to yourself. B'Shlishi, Mahayu Amrim, Mi yakum li imre'im. They said that time, the second part of Mizmor Tzadik Dalet, with Mi yakum li imre'im, because this Mizmor speaks about all of the problems, Yisurim, that Yisrael have, and this was connected to the time that they were in Meshubad and the Bayesheni, to Poras and to Yavan and to Rome, and nonetheless, they continue to keep these mitzvahs, mitoch simcha, and the tefillah is, Mi yakum li imre'im. When will HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and help us with these Lulei Hashem Ezrotzeli? If Hashem hadn't helped me, so kimat shachnadu manafshi. So on the Tzaras, we want to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will not stop us from being misameach in your mitzvahs. V'rvi ma'al yomrim. V'rvi, we go back to say the first part of that mizmor, and we start with the binu bo'arim ba'am. Why indeed did we put off the earlier part and then go back to it? Because we wanted the tochacha, the part that refers to Trumas and Maisers, as we'll see, to be on the latest possible date, because that way it's more likely to be remembered when they got home. When they got home, of course, and they needed to do that. They couldn't do it from before. So in the Mela, we mentioned it later. So why do we say Binu Ba'arim Ba'am? Because since this is the period of Matanot Aniyim, you're bringing in the Tzvua. It's time now to give your Matanos. And immediately before going home, we want to read to you the various Psukim that talk about Anot Ozen, Elo Yishma, Yotzer Ayin, Elo Yabit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows and is aware of what it is that you're doing Betzina, even though these mitzvahs and these Matanos are not something that everybody knows about, but you should be careful because there's a Din V'cheshbon. Then we say part of Mizmor Pei Aleph, starting from Asiroti Misever Shichmo Kapav Midut Avorna. So these psukim are full of tanchumim. So even though we're in a matzav of tzara, we say b'tzara korasa v'chatzecha encha b'seisaram efchancha me'meriva sela. So your tefillos will help in order for me to be posek b'din on the Mayim, like a Mei Meriva, and since, of course, that's the Min Aveda during Sukkot, we want to be maskeret. And we also, it says here, Adokhi Hashem Lokecha Malcha Meretz Mitzrayim, Archef Bichalam Aleyu, this is the time which I took you out of Mitzrayim, Moshev you in the Sukkot in the Midbar, all you need to do is open up your mouths, and I will fill them with brocha. That's our biggest problem, is that it's not so clear that we want all these brochas. B'yom HaShishi, how about on the sixth day, Ma'al Yomim? They said, Mizmor Pei Beis, Elokim Nitzav Badas El, Yibotu Komas Te'oretz, because here too it says, Oni V'rosh HaTzdiku, meaning give the Oni what it is that he's supposed to get from the Maisers, and mentions, Lo Yadu V'lo Yavinu, people who don't concentrate on how important it is to give those matanos b'chasheicha yisalocha. They are doomed to walk in the shadow of death. Imotu kol mos te'aretz. They will bring hunger to the earth, and therefore all of the supports of the earth will collapse. So these are all talking about the days of Chol HaMoed when they are indeed cold. But how about if one of them comes out on Shabbos? What do you do then? So Im Chal Shabbos B'Yechad Mehem. So then you say only the Mizmor Shir Shel Yom HaShabbos. That we don't do. I mean, why exactly we don't mention both? And there's some, there are Achronim who suggest that maybe it's because of Tirchot HaTzibura, and obviously we choose Shabbos because of Tadir Rishayno Tadir. And then on the next day, meaning on the Sunday, we say the shir that was meant to be said the day before, and we never change the order of the shirim, so that the last one is basically yimotu kol mos te'aretz, that is yidacheh, that is lost in our pushing off. Rav Safra manach b'hu simona, it was a sinon that Rav Safra would use to remember what the Seder of the Shir Shel Yom were in this brisa, and the siman was humbahi, humbahi, which is havu l'Hashem, ularasha amar lokim, miyakum liimreim, binu bo'arim ba'am, hasiroti misevo shichmo, and yimotu komos te'aretz. Whereas Rav Papa, he holds that hasiroti comes before binu bo'arim ba'am, and therefore he was manach on different siman, and his someone was humhabi, not humbahi. The simanach, now of course, we don't want to get mixed up as to whether Rav Papa was the one who said humhabi, and Rav Safra said humbahi, or whether it was the other way around. So now we know a simon, we need to have a simon to remember which one had said the simon. So to remember that Rav Safra gave the simon of ambuha, the simon for that is ambuha the safri. Ambuah de Safri are the little alleyways which the schools would be on, and then you would have tons of people that were coming down there bringing their kids or taking their kids from school, and that makes a real tumult, and that's called a Umbahi. Those were the avenues of Umbahi, and that's very similar to the same word Ambuha, Umbahi. So you remember Safra is Safri, the Beit Sefer. In any event, getting back to the issue over here, from this brisa we can also see that if Shabbos came out on one of these days of Chol HaMoed, it says Beferish, we only say one of them, which again tells us that we do not do Tkiyah on every Musaf, which is the opposite, once again, of Rav Acha Bar Chanina, and once again, to Yufta, the Rav Acha Bar Chanina, to Yufta. But, I mean, Rav Acha Bar Chanina wasn't just talking out of a hat. I mean, remember, he brought a shorish to his words from the pasuk and from the brisa. How do we explain that? Omer Avina, the brisa that Rav Acha brought, which is after we say the hakol lefi hamusafim tokin, we always do our tkiyah, and it was Rav Acha who explained that we always do the number of tkiyahs according to the musafim, that means that we add to the number of tkiyahs according to the number of musafim. But remember that we figured out another way of reading that, and therefore we don't have to say bo shirim. We only have the nine tekiyahs for the three prakim. And remember how we understood it, that hakol lefi hamusafim simply means lomar shemaarichin b'tekiyahs. If you have two musafim, so then you let the tekiyahs go on long enough to cover taking care of the aveid of the musafim. And you say this year, after the Nesachim now have both been brought from both Korbanos. Rabbanu de Kisari Mishmeid Rav Acha Amari. Rabbanu de Kisari, they say that the meaning of the Brayis HaKolofi HaMusafim, Lomar Shemarbe Betokim, that what it means is that you have a lot now, if you have two Musafim, you have more people doing the Tekiyah. And therefore it's all considered to be one tekiyah, even though lemaisa we're doing separate tekiyahs in the sense of separate people that are doing the tekiyahs for each musaf, but they do it together. And that way we can get out of the devastating questions that we had before. Now, because we just were speaking about the question of whether we put off a shir completely, and that was the yimotu yidachen and so on, there is a similar situation in the Kriyas HaTorah of the Korbanos of that day, and there too we mentioned the Musaf, of course. Now, in Chutz Laretz, where there's a suffix which day it is, so over there, as of you in Chutz Laretz, I'm talking to you now, we'll remember, of course, that we read 2 days. So the first 2 days, we read the Yom HaMishasar, and on the second day, we read the Yom HaMishasar, even though the Maisa it's a suffix. But we don't want to say Ubayom HaSheni on the second day, because then that would be sort of looking down at the Kedusha. It will make people doubt that today is really Yantav, so we didn't read it. Now the question is, when we go back to Chol HaMoed, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is really in Chutz Laretz, the third day from the beginning of Yantav, we read Ubayom HaSheni, which would have been the thing we should have read the day before, and then we continue going, in which case on Hashanah Rabbah, which is the seventh day, we'd be reading Ubayom HaShishi, and then on Shmini Atzeres, obviously we can't read Ubayom HaShvi'i for the same reason we couldn't read Ubayom HaShini on the first day, because then that would mean it isn't Shmini Atzeres, it's really just the last day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, which we call Hashanah Rabbah, but we don't want to be mezalzel on Shmini Atzeres any more than we would want to be mezalzel on the first day of Yontem. In which case, Bayom HaShvi'i would never be read at all. Or, perhaps what we ought to do is, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is the third day of Sukkos, we read Ubayom HaShlishi, and then Bayom HaSheni ends up being lost, because we couldn't read it on the real Yom HaSheni, and so there's no way to put it in at all. Now, of course, there's an alternative which we know about, but we'll wait for the Gemara to bring it up. V'anan, the Idlan Treyumi. So therefore, says the Gemara like this. We in Chutz Laretz, here in Bava, where we have now 2 days, Hechi Avdin, what do we do in terms of Kriyas HaTorah and what we say during the Tefillah Samida of the Musafim? So Abaya Yom HaSheni Yidache. Abaya says, look, you skipped Yom HaSheni because it was Yontav and you didn't want to be Mezalzel, so you go directly to Yom HaShlishi. Yom HaSheni disappears. Rava Amar, on the contrary, Shvi Yidache. And that's after the beginning of Chol HaMoed now, so you start as if Chol HaMoed is Yom HaSheni, and you read from Yom HaSheni, even though the Maisa is Yom HaShlishi, and therefore you never get to Yom HaShvi, because by the time Hashanah Rabbah comes around, you're reading Yom HaShishi. You can't say Yom HaShvi'i on Shmini Atzeres, because that would be a zilzo. Tanakh Avasi de Rava, the Maisa, we seem to have a raya from a Braisa, when we were talking in the Braisa before about the Shir of Chol HaMoed. It says, Im Chal Shabbos Lios Be'chad Mehen, so then we're Doche that day for Shabbos, and then we go right back to the same order, which means that the last one falls off. Yimotu Yidache. Of course, Yimotu means this one will collapse, so I guess that's a good one to fall off. So if that's the case, it should be the same thing over here. The last one should fall off. However, there's an alternative. Atkin Amemar Benarda de Medalge de Lugi. Amemar was Metakein to always go over one extra one. So in other words, you say every single day. So Yom HaRishon, you mention, Yom HaRishon meaning of Chol HaMoed, Yom HaRishon, you would mention the Yom HaSheni and Yom HaShlishi. Because after all, it's a suffix Sheni, suffix Shlishi. On the second day of Chol HaMoed, which is really the fourth day from the beginning of Sukkot, you say the Yom HaShlishi, the Yom HaRivi, and so on until you get to the Yom HaShishi, the Yom HaShvi'i on Hoshana Rabbah. Zok tei lekemishne yom tov rishon shel chag ayu sham 13 parim elim shnayim v'sa'ir echad nishtayru sham 14 kvasim lishmona mishmarot. Now, before we begin this mishnah, it's worthwhile pointing out that there were 24 different mishmarot, different watches for the various mishpachat kuhuna, and each mishmar would take a week's turn, and then basically in the course of the year would work twice. Now, the Mishmar itself was split into Batei Av, so each Beit Av, each particular smaller family unit, would have 1 day of the week to work, and then on Shabbos, there would be sharing of the Mishmar. Now, during the regel, the halacha was that kol ha-mishmarot shavot b'regel. Any korban that is being brought because it's a regel, the halacha is, has to be shared between all of this, all of the mishmarot, not like it usually is that they get a right to a monopoly. Furthermore, we need to also recognize that Chag HaSukkot has a very unique type of korban situation. Because what we always do, we have certain things that we bring every day. Two eilim, those eilim are brought as an oila. 14 kvasim, those 14 kvasim are brought as an oila. And as soyer lechatas, as all of the other the moadim. Now, besides that, there were 70 porim that were brought over the entire period of Sukkot, starting with 13 on the first day, 12 on the second day, 11 on the third day, and so on and so forth, until when we got to the seventh day, there were 7 porim that they brought. On Shmini Atzeres, as we saw earlier, we didn't go down from 7 to 6, instead there was an entirely new Seder of Korbanos Musaf, and there was only one par. Now, what the Mishnah is trying to do is to split up the various korbanos between the kohanim that are there, the various mishmarot, in such a way that the porim, the 70 porim, should be as equally spread out between the mishmarot as possible. Therefore, says the Mishnah, that the first day of Chag HaSukkot, there were 13 porim, 2 elim, 1 soyer, now the soyer was a chatas, and that equals 16 korbanos. Those 16 korbanos could be split between the 16 mishmarot. That gives each mishmar 1 korban to do. And the order of the mishmarot is given actually in the Psukim and Divrei HaYomim that describe the mishmarot. In any event, since there were only 16 to go around before we got to the Purim, that leaves us 8 mishmarot who never got a chance to bring a korban. So nishtayru sham arba'asar kvasim. However, remember that what we've done is we've left out the 17 kvasim, the 14 kvasim. Now those 14 kvasim are brought every single day, the same 14. They don't change the way the Purim do. So if what we do is we split those kvasim to the shmona mishmarot, between the 8 mishmarot that had never gotten a chance between the Purim and the Elim and the Soyer. So we do it like this. Bayom HaRishon Shisham Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. We have 6 of the remaining mishmarot taking 2 kvasim, which accounts for 12 out of the 14 kvasim. And then Hashar Echad Echad. Now that leaves over 2 mishmarot that only get 1 keves. So again, what we had was a total over there of 16 mishmarot they got, and there were 8 that were left, so that's 6 of those 8 had 2, and the remaining 2 had only 1 apiece. B'sheni, now on the second day of the Chag, now there's going to be 1 less part, which case is a total of only 15 korbanos, which can only be split between 15 mishmarot, which leaves the 14 kvasim to be split between 9 mishmarot, in which case what we do is chamisha makrivim shnayim shnayim, 5 out of those remaining 9 mishmarot get a chance at 2, v'yashar echad echad, the 4 leftover mishmarot, get only 1 apiece. B'shlishi, when we're missing in the third day, 1 additional par, which case there were only 14 korbanos to split between 14 mishmarot, leaving us now the 14 kvasim between the remaining 10 mishmarot. What we would do is then we would give 4 of the mishmarot, shnayim shnayim, v'yashar echad echad. Berevi'i, on the fourth day, where we were missing yet another par, there were only 13 korbanos to split up between 13 mishmarot, leaving the 14 kvasim to be split between 11 out of the 24. Finally, the no-haves are in the majority. 3 of those mishmarot get 2, and the remaining get only 1 apiece. B'yom ha'chamishin, on the fifth day, we're missing yet another par, in which case we now only have a total of 12 korbanos to split between 12 mishmaros, leaving 14 kvasim to be split between 12 mishmaros to cover the entire 24. Shnayim akrivim, shnayim, shnayim, v'yashar achad achad. Two of those mishmarot get two apiece, the remainder get only one. Bishishi, on the sixth day, we're missing yet another par, which means we only have 11 korbanos, covering 11 out of the 24 mishmarot, leaving the 14 kvasim to be split between 13 mishmaros, which leaves us only echad makriv shnayim, and the rest get only one apiece. On the seventh day, since we're missing yet another par, there were only 10 korbanos for the 10 mishmarot, leaving the 14 kvasim for 14 mishmarot, in which case they're now kulam shavim. They're all exactly the same, and they're splitting one korban apiece, just as the seven ten korbanos that we were mechalik to the ten mishmarot, they also got one apiece. B'shmini namad shmini atzeres, there was only one par, one ayah, seven kvasim. And because of that, we do not continue the hakrava according to this organization. But what we do is we go back to the pious. The pious was a way in which we chose up who it would be that was zochet to the korban, in terms of chance. And over there, ke'bekol regalim, it's basically it's the same as b'regalim, all the other regalim, where we don't have so many korbanos to go around. Now, the Mishnah now wants to make it clear what this means. In other words, how exactly, what's the bottom line in terms of the split up? Well, basically, the first day we began the Purim, we split them up with the first mishmar. So let's number the mishmarot according to the way they're listed by family name in Divrei Hayomim. So that would mean that the 13 of the mishmarot that brought that par on the first day and on the second day, they would then come in and they would say, now hold on a second, Mishe Kriv Purim Hayom Lo Yakriv Machar. Let's get this straight over here. You already had your chance for par. Don't come back tomorrow. Ela, what you want to do is you want to begin from the Mishmar that you had stopped with the day before. In other words, from number 14 on. And so on. Chozrim Chalila, and we keep doing that. Now that would mean that all but the last two Mishmarot would get a chance to go around three times on the Purim. So the three times would leave us still, it's only, would give us the 68, and then the rest the 14 would be three, except that that would be 72, so we're left with two that don't get. What do we do about that? So it explains the Mishnah, the Gemara. It says over here that on Shmini Atzeres they went back to the pious. Now that's sort of weird, because I mean, what that seems to be saying is that we use the pious between all of the Mishmarot instead of using this opportunity on Shmini Atzeres to get the people who didn't get a chance before during Sukkot to have the same number of korbanos. They only got two instead of three. So does that mean that Nema Masnisit Rebbe Velo Rabbona? Does this mean that the Mishnah follows only Rebbe's Shita, not the Rabbona? D'Tanya, Par Haba Bishmini B'Tchila Mefisin Alav. The question over here is, what do you do for the pious of the Par that is brought on Shmini Atzeres? So Divrei Rebbe, Rebbe says you start from the beginning because this is a Regal B'Fnei Atzmo and has nothing to do with Sukkot. The Chachamim Omrim, Achas Mishteya Mishmarot, no way. One of the two Mishmarot that were missing, Delo Shushu Baparim, who didn't get a chance at three, it's only fair that they should be given the chance. And they are Osaoto. They now, between the two of them, we do the choose up. One of them now is Mashlim, and that's what would have to be done. But the Mishnah doesn't seem to say that. And says the Gemara, what makes you say the Mishnah doesn't say that? Afilu Teima Rabbanan. Let's assume that it is going according to the Rabbanan. But, I mean, if you've got two mishmarot, you still have to choose up between them, or there'll be blood. So basically, it didn't say in the Mishnah what the pious is, it just said you have to do a pious. Kaman ozlo hadetanya. So now, which one of the shitot would match the following statement in a brayta? Kol ha-mishmarot shonot u-mishalshot chutz mishnei mishmarot shonot ve-ein mishalshot. There were only two mishmarot that didn't get a chance three times around. They only got two times. That apparently is only going according to Rebbe, right? Name a Rebbe v'lo Rabbanan, because according to Rabbanan, we would indeed give an opportunity for one of those two at least to get one of the Purim, the remaining single par of Shemini Atzeres. Says Gemara, not necessarily. Afilu Tamei Rabbanan, Milo Shilshu b'Purim Hachag. Doesn't mean that they didn't get a par, the two didn't get a par. It meant that two didn't share in the Purim of Chag HaSukkos. The fact that we make up for it by giving one of them the opportunity to do the par of Shemini Atzeres is not a kasha. That's not Sukkos. So then, I mean, if that's the case, in my kamash, then there's no kiddush. I mean, we know how to count. Well, actually, the Chiddush is precisely that Mishi Kriv Purim Ayom, Lo Yakriv L'Mocha, Chosrim Chalila. If I hadn't heard this, I might have thought that we don't make the provisions to see to it that everybody gets the same amount, and we would allow people to choose up every single day. Kamash Malan, no, actually, we split it up, and we put it in the order that allows everybody to get three different chances. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Hani Shivim Purim, Keneged Mi. Why does the Torah say, and of course this excludes Shemini Atzeres, why does the Torah say that we should have 70 Purim over Sukkos? Keneged Shivim Umot. Since Chag HaSukkos is the time in which we have the universal din, the din on water, and water is something that is given to Kol HaOlam Kulo. As the Gemara says, it's greater in a sense than the day of Kabbalat HaTorah, because Kabbalat HaTorah was only for Yisrael, and water is for everybody. So therefore, these 70 are our gifts of taking care universally of the world and all of its nations. But what is the par yechidi, the single par that is born on Shemini Atzeres? Lama? Keneged uma yechida. It's for that singular nation, Klal Yisrael. Moshe l'melech bas v'dom shamar la'avadav. It would be like a king who tells his havodim, asur li su'udah gedolah, make me a large party for 7 days, let's say. Now, the Yom HaAcharon, the last day, the king calls over his own personal beloved, Amarlo Oavo, listen, why don't you just make me a little thing, just for the two of us? So, Aseli Su'udah Kitana, Kedei She'enem Imcha. I'm not really interested in all of these big affairs. I just like to have a little intimacy with you. So does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask us on Shemini Atzeres for a single part of a small meal just with those that he loves so much. Okay, once already we brought now the din that the Karbanis brought on the Chag are being brought for the, in the Schus of the various Umay Sa'ilam and its Mechapra on them. He explains Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Oilehem Lovdeko Chavim She'yabdu Ve'inam Yavdim Mashavdu. They lost, boy did they lose big. The source of all of their gishamim and parnasa, they lost, and they don't even know it, because bizman shebeit hamikdash kayam mizbeach mechaper aleihem. As long as the Beit Hamikdash was around, the karbanos that we brought for them, the shivim parim, were a kapara for them and enabled them to live and to flourish on the earth. But bizman she achshav that ein Beit Hamikdash kayam mi mechaper aleihem. It's their own to destroy themselves and bringing down the Beis HaMikdash. Zakti Eilek HaMishnah, Bishlosha Prakim B'Shana, there are three times, which are the three regalim, in which are you kol mishmarot shavot be'imurei haregalim. Any kohen from any mishmar had the same rights to those parts of the korbanos that were being brought, and this would include the emurim of the regalim, the chiluk lakamaponim, so that includes also the skins that are being brought from Eilois that people are bringing, the chaz v'shark of chagigos that are being brought,
these were also, here the Lashon of Emurim usually refers to what's brought on the Mizbeach, but as we'll see, the meaning over here is a little different and refers specifically to the Muram, because of a shok, and to the Or. U'bechiluk lechem ha'panim, if Shabbos comes out during the Yontev, all of the Mishmoros are splitting the lechem ha'panim, not the way it normally is, which is the Mishmar, the two Mishmarot, the Nichnas and the Yotzei, that were changing over on Shabbos, they share, not necessarily equally, they share the lechem ha'panim. So what are these three times, Ba'atzeres, when the Yontev of Shavuos, which is always called Atzeres in the Gemara, that comes out on Shabbos, where you have the Lechem HaPanim, you also have the Shtei HaLechem. So in Atzeres, we've got now more than the Lechem of the Lechem HaPanim to give out. The Shtei HaLechem are made out of Chometz. They too are split between the various Mishmores, along with the Matzah of the Lechem HaPanim. So Omer Lo, at this point, the one who's splitting the various matanas to different kohanim, when he hands him over the matanas, he says, Helech matzah, take some matzah, which would be his part of the lechem haponim, and when he gives him the chelekim, the l'shtei alechem, he says, Helech chometz, because we don't give some matzah and some chometz. Every kohen has to get both of the matanas, so he gets some matzah, and some chometz, meaning that he gets some of the lechem haponim and some of the shtei halechem. The klal is ein chokin korban keneged korban. We never split one korban for another korban. Every korban is unique. Every korban is shared between the kohanim, and therefore we want each kohen to know that he is basically being given over a special gift of two different matanis. Mishmar shez manor kavua. Now, the week in which the Yontav was Chal had originally been a week in which, according to the Seder of the Mishmarot, a particular Mishmar would have been Zocha. Well, the Mishmar that would have been Zocha this week is the one that gets to be Makriv, the Tmidim. He brings the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, which have nothing to do with the Regal. Those Karbonos are still brought by the particular Mishmar that is supposed to be bringing them. And Nedarim v'Nedavot, also the various Nedarim and Nedavos that people come, they come Davka during the Regal to bring them, but they're not coming because of the Regal, just that people, when they come up from the Regal, obviously tend to use the trip for the purpose of paying off their donations. And Shar Korbanot Zibur, the other Korbanot Zibur as well, which are not part of the Regal, Makriv HaTakol, that is basically all in the hands of the Mishmar that was meant to be the Mishmar of this week. Now, it isn't clear what that might be referring to, Shar Korbanot HaTzibur, and that we're going to see in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, we just learned in our Mishnah that all of the Mishmaris are Shavas in the Emurei HaRegalim. Now, normally, Emurei HaRegalim means the Evorim and the fats that are brought up on the Mizbeach for Hashem, which doesn't really make any sense, because obviously the Emurim are not given to Kohanim at all. The Emurim are put on the Mizbeach and brought Lamala. Asks the Gemara, Emurim HaRegalim Shel Gavoninu. Those Emurim are meant to be placed on the Mizbeach and to be burned on the Mizbeach, to be given as a gift, L'Gavoa. So how can you say, what do you mean, Chokim Ben Meshaveh? There's nothing to be Cholek. Omrev Chista, Emurim does not mean here what it normally means. It means emurim, those things that were said. Masha amur b'regalim. In other words, the korbanos that the Torah told us that we're supposed to be mechalik between everyone during the regal, which would include the chagigas, the chaz of a shok of the chagiga, the various orot of all of the korbanos, the olas r'iya, the musafim, and also the orot of the seirei chatat, and as well as the Sirei Chatat, of course, had Bosar to be eaten. Tan Rabbanan, Minayim Shikola Mishmarot Shavot Beimurei HaRegalim, how do we know that this is true? Talmud Lomar, therefore, the Pasuk tells us, V'chi Yavo HaLevi Me'achat She'arecha Mikol Yisrael Asher Hu Gar Shem Uba Bechol Avat Nafsho L'Makom She'yivchar Hashem V'Shiret. So that means he can come whenever he pleases and do the Sherut in the Beit HaMikdash. So that teaches us that any Kohen that wishes to come up can come up, and nobody can stop him from being Misharet. So even though there's a Mishmar that is normally Kavua, and this is his week, he cannot stop him. And the Kohen is allowed, based on his pasuk, to do whatever Avodah he wants to do. But that meanwhile also teaches us that he can get a part of these Karbonas, he gets a Chelek to eat, and once, obviously, I mean, once he's Zoich in the Avodah, he's Zoich in the Achila, and then whatever else comes his way. Yochalaf B'Shari Mota Shana Kain. You might think that any Kohen that wants to do the Avodah at any time can do it any time during the year. Talmud Lomar, therefore, it says, V'chi Yavoi Levi B'yachad She'arecha. It's as if it says B'yachad She'arecha. That this entire halacha that you can come is lo amarti ela b'shar shekol Yisrael nichnasim b'shar echad. This is only when all of Klal Yisrael are coming together to the same destination. Namely, they're all coming to Yerushalayim to come up to the Aliyah L'Rega. The next thing that the Mishnah said was that they were also shava b'chiluk lechem ha'panim. Now, we want to, right now, see if we can bring a proof to the idea that if Shabbos comes out here during the Yontem, that the lechem ha'panim was not given to the normal people who would have dealt with it, but rather it would be given to everybody, because this is something of an anomaly. We just said that only the karbonis that are coming for the Yontev are being given out equally to all of the Mishmarot. But the other karbonis, as I said, Tminim would be given to the people that would normally be working here. And therefore, I would certainly have thought, if left to my own devices, that the Lechem HaPanim, which would have been brought anyway and has nothing to do with the Regel, should indeed be given to the ones that would normally have received it. That is to say, the two Mishmarot that split the Shabbos work, the Mishmar Nechnas and Mishmar Yatzeh, the one from the previous week, the one from the new week, this is their transition. So how indeed does the Mishnah know that that's not what we do? How indeed does the Mishnah know that the Lechem HaPanim is meant to be split between everybody, even though clearly the Lechem HaPanim is not coming because it's Sukkot, it's coming because it's Shabbos? Tan Rabbanim, minayin shekol Mishmarot Shavot b'chiluk Lechem HaPanim. How indeed did we reach this conclusion that all of the Mishmarot, when it comes to Lechem HaPanim, that they are all basically the same? Talmud Lomar, chelek kechelek yochelu. Therefore, a continuation of the pasuk that we've been discussing this whole time is that each are supposed to have same chelek. That means kechelek avodah, just like the avodah is all the same, because it says, b'cholavat nafsho v'sheret, so too is the chelek, meaning the chelek achila should be entirely the same. So the Torah here is comparing the achila to the Aveda. Now, when it says of your Achila, my Achila, which Achila is it coming to tell me? Is Shava, Ilema Korbanais. Does it mean the Achila of the various Korbanais, like the Chaz of Ashok of the Shamecha Giga, let's say? I mean, that I know. Mehasim Nafka. Lakoena Makrivota Loti. Yeah. If I'm able to do the Avoda, then by definition, I'm the one that's supposed to be getting the Chelek. So any Kohen that is Zoche to be offered in a Korban is also Zoche to be eating that Korban. That's a given. If you're already satisfied by the fact that I have a right to do the Avodah, I don't need an expert to tell me that you shouldn't be sticking your nose into it here. Ela, the Pasuk must become to tell me that the Lechem HaPanim, which otherwise I wouldn't have known would be included, that Lechem HaPanim is also similar to all of them and is meant to be given out equally to all, and that, in fact, I need a special reason for it, because there is no particular avoda over here, and nonetheless, we do a chalukah of the lechem ha'panim. Yochol af b'chovot ha'ba'ot shalom, machmatz ha'rega. So perhaps we should extend this din into all of the korbanos, even things that are not coming because it's yontev, and everybody should get the same. Talmud Lomar, therefore, it says, Chelek, Chelek, Yochelu, Levad mi Mikarav al Havot. Besides those things that the forefathers sold to one another. And what is that supposed to be referring to? Mama Chru Havot Zelazah. Ah, that was when the original generations that had agreed to splitting the Mishmarot basically gave up their rights on one Shabbos in return for taking the rights of another Mishmar on a different Shabbos, and that way each one got entirely that one Shabbos. So they made an agreement, Ani b'Shabbati, v'ata b'Shabbatcha. Comes along the third to say, such agreements hold even during the regal. And yet, on the other hand, does it not say that they are all Shaveh? That's the point. Things that are machmas a regal, they are indeed Shaveh. Things that are not machmas a regal, but are part of the rights that they sold to each other, they remain under the auspices of the particular mishmar that was supposed to be working with Atchila on this thing, on this day.